This is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. It's challenge number 51. Hi, everyone, and welcome from our palatial penthouse podcast studios somewhere on the outskirts of Atlanta. We welcome you to another edition of the Great Openings Podcast. Yeah, we're going to test your music knowledge. Can you identify great classic pop and rock and roll songs after hearing only the great opening notes? Plus, we'll give you a chance to learn some trivia about each of our featured songs. Been a couple of weeks since we had a podcast produced, or at least a Great Openings Podcast. Got some great news. We have another podcast that I've been sort of involved with. I'll tell you a little bit about it later on, and another big announcement later on in the show as well. But first, let's get to our game. You know how it works. It's a name that tune kind of a contest, a challenge, as we'd like to call it. We'll play the opening notes from five songs. We'll give you the year that they came out, and all of the songs, of course, came from our live trivia tournaments we have here in the Atlanta area, music and entertainment trivia on Saturday nights, and this is our audio bonus we prepare for that. Turning it into a podcast, all of five of our songs have a common theme, which might help you figure out exactly what they are. Are you ready? Here we go. Hit number one is from 1970. Hit number two, 1979. Hit number three to end this challenge is from 1987. Hit number four, 2002. And hit number five from the year 2005.
I never knew. I never knew.
So there you have it. Five hit songs, all with a common theme in their titles. Something in common, maybe a word that appears in all five titles. They come from our Trivia Factory music and entertainment trivia that we have on Saturday nights. You can find out more about that at thetriviafactory.com. Okay, I have told you on a number of occasions that this is a labor of love. Love doing the podcast. Love to do more. Wish could do one every week or even more than that. But I have other projects, and I'll tell you about one of them coming up. But I have to tell you that the one payment, if you will, that I really enjoy getting is feedback from our audience. So, as many of you either know or you should know, one of the ways to listen to the Great Openings Podcast is through iTunes. We're listed in the iTunes podcast directory. It makes it really easy. If you're listening on your computer, well, thank you for doing it. But there are a lot of easier ways to do it, especially if you have an iPod or an iPhone or something like that. You can subscribe free of charge, and when you plug in your iPod and update it, it will automatically update and download any of the episodes of the show that have been released and put them on your iPhone or iPod, and you can listen that way. Well, iTunes, of course, has a rating system and a chance for listener reviews and customer reviews. I didn't even realize because I don't look at my own listing on iTunes for the Great Openings podcast, but we've gotten some reviews. And so far, knock on wood, I'm knocking on the podcast desk here. So far, they've all been very good. Thank you very much. Phil loves the Beatles way back in April. This is how long it's been since he wrote this in. He says, I love this podcast and first discovered it last year and ever since been in love with it. Jim, you're a great guy and you host a great podcast. Shucks, Phil. Hey, I appreciate it. That's very kind of you. And then just a couple of days ago, 5Cav, whatever that means, says, it's a lot of fun. Gives us 5 stars, which is the most, he says, or she says, even our 13-year-old daughter enjoys this podcast. So thank you to 5Cav. Don't know if you're a he or a she, but we appreciate you listening. If you want to do something, we don't ask for donations, but I love getting the feedback, and especially on iTunes. That's a great way, because what that does is it will raise our rating on the iTunes recommendations, which means more people will find it, and that means we'll get a chance to get a broader audience, and that's always fun. The more people, the merrier. Glad to have you. Also wanted to tell you about another podcast that I have been involved with. This one, a little bit more regular. We've actually already done 9 episodes, and we call it The Trivia Guys. Now, throughout the past episodes of this podcast, we've told you about The Trivia Factory, where we provide the live trivia shows all around the Atlanta area, North Georgia, even in Knoxville, Tennessee. Well, a group of us get together now about once a week, usually on Sunday evenings, and we have a roundtable discussion about trivia, pop culture, some of our favorite trivia questions from the past week, what's going on in the news, music, sports, entertainment, whatever crosses our mind. It's called The Trivia Guys, and I'm usually joined by our boss, the founder of The Trivia Factory, Mike, and one of my colleagues, a trivia host, and who does some of our trivia question writing, Jason Barnes. Normally, we record it on Sunday night, and then a day or so later, we get it edited and put out. But we'd love to invite you to download that as well. It's called The Trivia Guys. A couple of ways to find it. You could go to the Trivia Factory homepage, and you'll find the links to it and a button that you can play it. That's thetriviafactory.com. Or you can go to iTunes. It's in the iTunes directory, and just search for Trivia Guys, and you should have no trouble finding it. Love to have you download and listen to that podcast as well. All right. So we had about 35 years span of music from 1970 all the way to 2005. How about we get to the answers? All of our 5 featured songs had a theme, and hit number 1 from 1970. Yeah, it was number 1 on the charts. It also came from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed.
It's called Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, of course. B.J. Thomas sang it. B.J. Thomas was recording for the same label as Dionne Warwick, who, of course, recorded so many hits written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. Hits like Don't Make Me Over and I Say a Little Prayer. Well, she took a copy of the B.J. Thomas song, Hooked on a Feeling, to Burt Bacharach, who was working on the score for a new movie that was going to be titled Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. She reportedly talked Burt Bacharach into considering B.J. Thomas. He was reluctant at first, but eventually did ask B.J. Thomas to sing the main theme, which turned out to be Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. What he didn't tell him was that the song had already been turned down by Bob Dylan and Ray Stevens. And by the way, B.J. Thomas was getting over laryngitis when he recorded the song the first time. It gave it sort of a raspy quality that the producers of the movie liked. But a few weeks later, he re-recorded it. It was another version that was eventually released as a single. B.J. Thomas has said that he was in the right place at the right time and probably got the best Bacharach and David song ever. Hit number two from 1979. Yeah, it's classic rock. The group is Foreigners. It's Head Games. Well, Head Games is the title cut from Foreigner's album of the same name. It was written by Lou Gramm and Mick Jones, both members of the band. It was Foreigner's third studio album, which was the first with their new bassist, Rick Willis, playing on it. They had responded to their critics who claimed that their first couple albums sounded too polished. And so Head Games, the whole album, got a little bit grittier. In fact, Lou Gramm called it grainier. In case you're wondering, Foreigner is still around. They released their ninth studio album this year, their first in nearly 15 years. It reached number 29 on the Billboard album charts. Not bad. Of the six founding members, only Mick Jones is still with the band. A listing of former members associated with Foreigner through the years, numbers around 25. And incidentally, almost as memorable as the music on the Head Games album was its cover, which showed a rather worried young woman using the facilities in a men's room. Hit number three. From 1987. This one went to number one. The group was Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam. The song is Head to Toe. Well, Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam are a Puerto Rican American trio who were assembled and produced by a group of hip-hop artists and producers from Brooklyn, New York. They call themselves Full Force. And one of the members of Full Force is a fellow named Paul Anthony. He came up with the idea for this song one day when he was working out. His girlfriend reportedly screamed that she loved him from head to toe. Paul Anthony took the song to the rest of Full Force. They all added their import, and the song hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100, as well as the Hot Black Singles charts. Head to Toe, Lisa Lisa, and Cult Jam. And hit number four tonight. It was 2002. Top 10 hit, Kylie Minogue, and Can't Get You Out of My Head. Get You Out of My Head was written and produced by Kathy Dennis and Rob Davis. Now, if you don't recognize them, both are from England. Among the many songs that Kathy Dennis has written is the controversial number one hit by Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl. Rob Davis played guitar for the 1970s glam rock band that was named Mud. Can't Get You Out of My Head was wildly popular around the world. It reached number one in 40 countries and has sold over 4 million copies worldwide. In Kylie's biography, the song's chart history is cited as describing her most successful hit to date. And by the way, was the UK's most played song in the year 2001. And hit number five is from the year 2005.
I never knew that everything was falling through, that everyone I knew.
Yeah, it's Over My Head. The group is The Fray. And the song is subtitled Cable Guy. And Cable Guy refers to the brother of lead singer Isaac Slade, whose real name is Caleb, but that was his nickname, Caleb Guy. It was written about the two brothers' relationship. Isaac wrote the song because they were allegedly not speaking at the time. They were at odds with each other. Caleb had actually played bass for The Fray before, well, essentially getting kicked out in 2002. Isaac wanted his brother to leave the band because, well, he just wasn't that good. The lyrics have been interpreted to mean that Caleb was in over his head because he thought he could be a great musician, but, well, maybe he wasn't. The song was originally recorded as a demo early in the band's history, but it was picked up by a Denver radio station, 93.3 KTCL, and became one of the station's most played songs in 2004. A few months later, it was officially released and went on to be a top 10 Billboard hit. Well, there you go. Our theme this week, all of our songs contain the word head. B.J. Thomas's Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Foreigner's Head Games, Lisa Leeson Cold Jam, Head to Toe, Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head, and the phrase, Over My Head, Cable Guy. There you have it. How'd you do? Appreciate you tuning in. And don't forget, your feedback is always appreciated. I mentioned iTunes, but you can also reach us by email at jimradio@gmail.com. And, of course, all of our show notes, well, you can find them on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. That put a wrap on another great openings music trivia podcast. Look forward to seeing your feedback and your reviews. Don't forget the Trivia Guys podcast as well. Love you to download that and listen. Think you'll enjoy it. We'll see you next time when we do it all again on the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge.